Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brooklyn. We're talking this week about execution. And when we started the week, we talked about the quote from Thomas Edison suggesting that vision without execution is hallucination. And this idea of execution being a critical, critical skill. And everybody values someone that can get things done. Right? No matter what you're doing, whether you're part of an organization, a volunteer, taking care of a home, whatever that may be, raising children, the ability to get things done and execute is a coveted skill. And so if we want to look at how we can become better at execution, I'm going to share a story with you, which I may have shared a while back, but it's a story about a guy named Charles Schwab who was running Bethlehem Steel. Now, this is not the Charles Schwab that's the financial person that most people are familiar with today. This Charles Schwab lived in the early 1900s, and Schwab was really focused. He was running a company called Bethlehem Steel, and he wanted to become the largest steel producer in the world. So he hires this consultant named Ivy Lee, and he asks the consultant to help him to get to where he wanted to go, help make his organization leaner, help them get more focused, help them get better at execution. And Lee looked at him and said, all you have to do is make a list of everything you want to do. Before you leave the office, make a list of everything you need to accomplish. And when you come in the next day, start with the first thing on your list. Don't do anything else until that's done. Once you finish, then you can take care of your correspondence. In today's world, that would be emails and voicemails and telephone calls. And then you move on to your next task, and you stay focused on that task until you complete it. And that is the way that you just get things done. And so by creating the task list and then prioritizing the task list, you've got your list of things you need to do. Then the next thing you just have to do is start to execute on each one by one. And don't allow yourself to get pulled off course. Don't allow yourself to get interrupted unless it's an absolute emergency. And stay focused on the outcome that you're looking for. And then you'll get those things done that you need to get done. So when it came to payment, Lee looked at Schwab and said, pay me what you think I'm worth after the project's over. And in the end, I think he paid him $35,000. But $35,000, just to put things in perspective, this was I think it was around 1917 or so. The average house in the country, in the U.S., was about $2,500. So $35,000 back then was a significant amount of money. And Bethlehem Steel went on to become the largest independent steel producer in the world, largely as a result of becoming more productive and getting good at execution. So there's clearly something here, right? And so for all of us, it just makes sense. Put your tasks down on a piece of paper or in a smartphone or wherever you're going to keep them. Prioritize those tasks and execute on them one by one and limit as many interruptions as possible. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher where they can pull on the podcast. If you've got us through LinkedIn or Facebook, I would just ask that you go to iTunes and hit the subscribe button. And if you'd be so kind as to leave a review, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to talk about this idea of knowing when to stop planning and start doing. But for today, get good at that task list. Write them down, everything you need to accomplish, prioritize your list, and then when you come in that next day, start with the first one and don't do anything until it's finished.